Welcome to Crossroads, the broadcast ministry of Montgomery's First Baptist Church, where you can discover God's personal plan and power to conquer your problems through Jesus Christ. Join us now as God's Word heals, encourages, and enlightens your spiritual life.
Would you find your Bible and come with me to John 15? We'll look at verse 12 and 13 in a moment. Let me share with you my premise. And my premise is this simple: our ability to love is shaped by how you have been loved. Let me say that again. Your ability to love is shaped by how you have been loved. That's why this service is so important today. This service essentially is an expression of God's love for you in a very tangible way. In a few moments, we'll be taking this bit of bread and a little cup, but it's far more than a bread and cup. It's a tangible expression of God's love, and God's love for you is so special. It's a ceaseless love. It's an unconditional love. It's an unstoppable love. It is an unbreakable love. And when you receive that kind of love from the Lord, it changes your capacity to give love to others. It blesses you. There's a classic book by John Trent and Gary Smalley entitled The Blessing. And that book contains this story, the story of Brian. Brian was a young man who grew up as an only child in a home that was not filled with love. His father was a Marine Corps officer, and he was a very demanding dad. And evidently, those demands began to drive a wedge between him and his son. In Brian's mind, whatever he did wasn't good enough. When he participated in athletics, even when he made a touchdown or scored a basket, he didn't get a pat on the back. He generally got a scolding about, why didn't you do better? Well, that drove a wedge between the two. So he went into the Marine Corps when he graduated at his dad's insistence. You will be a Marine, young man. And within months, he was dishonorably discharged for insubordination. And you can imagine the kind of wedge that created between Brian and his father. Brian described it as a gulf that was as large as the Grand Canyon. So his father lived in California, and Brian said, I need to live in New York. The further away, the better. And then he got the phone call. He hadn't seen his dad for 20 years, and he got the phone call saying, your dad's had a stroke. He is very near death. Would you get here as quickly as possible? He jumps on a plane, and as he's flying across the country, he's rehearsing in his mind the speech that he's got to share with his dad. He's trying to get his dad's blessing in these last moments of his life. And he wants to apologize and get everything back right again. He comes into LAX airport. He jumps in a cab. He goes straight to the hospital. And as he walks in the door of the hospital, his father slips into a coma. So all of his speech is being poured out on a man who is non-responsive. The nurses are there, and Brian begins to shake the bed. He says, Dad, you got to hear me. You got to listen to me. And he doesn't wake up. Instead, he dies. He dies right there. And the speech is never shared. The gulf is never bridged. And there was something deep in Brian's spirit that felt unblessed, unfavored, unloved. Now, I tell you that story because maybe that's your story. Maybe there's something deep inside of you that has been wounded and hurt, and there's not that reception of the love and blessing that God has designed for you. That's why this service is so important. Do you know what this service is? This service is an opportunity for you to receive God's blessing, because listen to God's truth. Let's go to John. You see, in John chapter 13 through 17, Jesus is giving his final teaching to his disciples, and he starts by washing their feet. You see, the omission of the foot washing becomes the opportunity for Jesus to wash his disciples' feet and explain to him that, to all those disciples, that he is the servant and God calls us to serve. So he washes their feet, and after he completes that task, he says in John 13, do you know what I've done for you? I've given you an example. This is how you live your life. Live your life as loving servants. And listen to what he said in John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, you should love one another. And then pick up in John 15. This is the centerpiece of his teaching. Listen to verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. And listen to how he loves us. Greater love has no one than this, that you give your life for your friends. You see, that's what Jesus has done. That's how he has expressed love in a real and a tangible way. He has given himself for us. You know, Valentine's is a fun acknowledgement, isn't it? What is Valentine's all about? Valentine's is when you tell somebody that you love them, you care about them, you want to bless them. Last week, after service, the second graders put this on my door, and I've read it all week. It says stuff like, dear Jay, thanks for being a good pastor. Patrick Bozeman. I like that. Dear Jay, you're a real good preacher. Mary Bradley Phelps. I like that one. I've read that one several times. I like affirmation. And you do too. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the truth. You crave it. You crave the affirmation of the people that you care about. You want their blessing. You want their love and expressions of their encouragement. That's how we're wired. Now, let me tell you the greater truth. That's why this service is so important. Do you know what this cross basically is? It's a Valentine's. And every time you look at a cross, you should hear God say, I love you. I love you so deeply that I gave myself for you. That's what this service is all about. It's God's Valentine. It's God speaking his heart to you. And as regular as your beating heart, God is saying, I love you. I love you. I love you so much that I didn't just talk about it. I left heaven. I came to earth. And I gave myself to meet the deepest, darkest need of your life, to cover your sin debt. That's what this service is all about, friends. Jesus said, I love you so much that I'll die for you. The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that God has demonstrated his great love for you, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died on our behalf. Do you know the story of Ray Blankenship? Ray Blankenship from Andover, Ohio. He was eating breakfast, and he looked out his back window, and he saw that the rain had created a flooding torrent in the drainage ditch behind him. And all of a sudden, his attention was focused on a movement in the muddy waters of the drainage ditch, and he saw it was a little girl, a little neighbor girl. 5 years old, and she had fallen into the ditch, and she was being swept down. And he knew that in a few hundred yards, there was this huge culvert that went underneath the main highway, and then it dumped into this huge muddy lake. And he knew if she hit that culvert, she would not make it. So Ray jumps into the backyard. He goes racing, for all he's worth, down alongside the drainage ditch. He sees the little girl. She's starting to near the culvert, and he hurls himself into that muddy water. He grabs the little girl with one hand, and within 3 feet of the culvert swallowing them, he grabs onto a rock, and that rock holds firm. By now, people have seen the little girl. They've seen him. Motorists stop. They come to his rescue. They pull him out, and they're saved. A few weeks later, the Coast Guard gave Ray the Silver Cross for saving a life. But do you know what the rest of the story is? Ray couldn't swim. He couldn't swim a lick. And he knew when he jumped into that muddy water, he was probably about to give his life to try to rescue that girl. My friends, that's precisely what Jesus did. Oh, that's what Jesus did. You see, that's the difference between Christianity and the other world religions. We go running to God. But the essence of Christianity is God comes to us. And he hurls himself into the muddy torrent of our fallen world. And he comes to rescue the perishing. and care for the dying. That's what he's done. That's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating God's Valentine, and we're going to make it tangible in just a moment. As a matter of fact, David, Mark, if you would uncover this table in just a moment, we're going to serve you a tiny wafer of bread and a little cup. But it's so much more than a bit of bread and a small amount of grape juice. You see, this is God's Valentine to you, and he wants you to make it real and personal. He wants you to receive his unconditional, unbreakable, unstoppable love gift, his Valentine. And you're invited to partake of this supper if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. In this church, we have an open communion, not a closed communion, not just for a few, but it's for everybody. But the Bible does give us a very clear warning. The scripture was read by our children from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Bible says, don't ever receive this sacred acknowledgement of Christ's love in a flippant, uncaring manner. And the way you prevent that is through prayer. So let's pray. Dear Father, we come into your holy presence. And oh Lord, we thank you for your great gift of love for us that is manifested through the cross. Lord, as we prepare to take these symbols of your loving sacrifice, the bread and the cup, please help us, Father, right now turn on the searchlight of your Holy Spirit so that we might purify our hearts. Father, I pray that you would cleanse us of any attitude, of any relationship, of any reaction, of any self-defeating behavior that would create a chasm between us and you. Father, erase it and bridge it right now. And we give you that permission in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a moment. We want to remember what Jesus has done on our behalf as you take the bread. Jesus told the disciples, this bread is the bread of the Passover. And when you take this little wafer of bread, he said, it's no longer a piece of bread. It now symbolizes my body that will be bloodied and beaten and bruised and broken for you. It's a symbol of my great love for you. So right now, I want you to receive God's Valentine and this small piece of bread. And they took the bread.
From the clamor of the crowd.
Thank you so much, Steve and Becky. I want you to activate your imagination and transform this small piece of bread into a heart-shaped valentine. And imagine inscribed upon that valentine is John 15, verse 13. No greater love has any man than to give his life for his friends. That's what Jesus has done for you. And they took the bread. And Jesus took the cup of the Passover, and before he shared it with his disciples, he redefined it. He said, from now on, this cup is the new covenant between God and man, and it is signed and sealed with my blood. Now, friends, as you take this cup, it's as if the Lord is writing in red this simple message, I love you. With an unbreakable, unstoppable, unconditional love. It's written in red for you. And they took the cup.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daliana. Thank you, Anna. You blessed us. As you hold this cup is God's love letter to you, written in red. The crimson color of his blood proclaims, I love you so much that I gave myself for you, and I expect you to give yourself back to me. The Bible says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do so in remembrance of Christ.
Thank you for sharing worship with us. We trust God has used this broadcast for your spiritual growth and encouragement. If this ministry has touched your life, please let us know. If you'd like to share in the cost of this broadcast, you may send your gifts and support to First Baptist Church. Your partnership with us will help strengthen and extend this ministry and will be greatly appreciated. And remember, when you are at the crossroads, follow Christ.